Great. Thank you, Elaine. And tell her happy birthday for us. I'm sure we can find her another pair of socks. But let me just open it up to our three co-hosts again in studio, Gabriella Lavrette, Nick Perez, and our news and weather girl, Tamika Davis.
Happy New Year's, everyone.
Happy New Year's,
happy
everybody.
Happy New Year's.
2011.
I know. we are just hours into 2011, and I just wanted to say, how did you think 2010 went, and how are you expecting 2011 to go, guys?
2010 has been amazing for me. I've been a student at PCC studying in the television and radio department, and it's amazing. Oh, my God. I love this program, and if you're interested in broadcast, you should really come to PCC and check it out. It's an amazing program.
I'm looking forward to spending more time with my family. Last night, I actually went to Long Yard.
Yard House.
I can never get the name right of that place.
That one restaurant placey thing.
They handed out tiaras and hats, and we had like the countdown with Carson Daly on the TV. So it was a really good time that we went back.
So he wasn't there in person. Okay.
No, he was, unfortunately. Oh. And then we went back and played some Taboo.
I love Taboo.
I'm a champ.
Are you really?
I am a champ.
Nick, what did you do for New Year's?
Well, it was great. I was with my family here. I recently moved to California from Florida.
Ah.
And I have my family listening in Florida and LancerRadio.org.
So
shout out will be accepted. But it's been a great couple of months. It's been a great 6 months since we've moved here. And
nice.
I'm really happy to be in PCC and really happy to be doing this broadcast for the 122nd Tournament of Roses with you guys.
Oh, I'm sure.
And this broadcast of the Tournament of Roses Parade is brought to you in part by Tweaked Sports. Founded in 2006, Tweaked Sports was started to provide customers with biking, surfing, and snowboarding products by Spy, K2, O'Neill, Rusty, and Dakine. For more information, you can visit tweakedsports.com.
And this segment is also brought to you by the good people at SC Tickets. SC Tickets is Pasadena's only licensed ticket broker, getting you into all of the best events in Southern California. Like, I don't know, the Clippers, the Kings, the Ducks, the Lakers, the Dodgers, the Angels. Maybe you want to go see Justin Bieber. Maybe you want to go see Lady Gaga.
I want to see Justin Bieber.
Bieber.
Personally.
Everyone loves that Bieber fever. Well, if you want... the people at SC Tickets can get you into those concerts. Just give them a call, 626-577-2557, or head to sctickets.com. So, Nick, I know you've only been here for 6 months. Have you gotten to experience any of the California environment? Have you gotten to, like, a Laker game yet, or a Dodger or an Angel game?
Actually, my first experience was jumping to the ocean, and that was horrible.
The ocean.
Just because it was about 40 degrees in the summer.
Wait. You know, you're new to California?
I am.
Since when?
Since six months ago.
Wow.
Since we started working together.
We're finding out new things about all of us right now.
Like, for example.
Nice bonding experience.
Like, for example, that you were in the Tournament of Roses parade.
I was.
He was a saxophone player.
Yes, I was a saxophone player. Was in the marching band. Got to do a lot of events. 2002 was a great time for the Glendora High School Marching Band, and they did a great job. I mean, it was just a great, great experience for everyone that did it.
You guys, I mean, I'm sure you guys did. We never have a bad rose parade, so.
No, the thing that you find out is the 5.5 miles is longer than you would think. Yeah.
Yeah, I could never walk 5.5 miles. It's
I'm pretty
crazy.
Sure you were happy you were not the one playing the tuba.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you guys looking forward to in the parade? What are you most excited about?
I don't know. What do you got?
Personally, the Pac-Man float. Of
Pac-Man
course,
float.
We talked about that earlier.
That's right.
With so much money going into a float, you'd have to assume it has to be good, right?
Never a video game character.
Definitely. And on the other side of the spectrum, I'm really looking forward to the South Pasadena Backyard Adventure float.
Yeah, that's a beautiful.
South Pasadena. I had the opportunity of talking with them a couple of weeks ago. They had a tough time. You know, they have a tough time with all the rains that plagued us this last couple of weeks. They were shut down by the fire department once for safety regulations. And, I think they were just in the nick of time to try to finish everything. So I'm really happy, and I want to really send a good shout-out to the South Pasadena Building Committee.
In case you're just joining us, this is the countdown to the 2011 Rose Parade here on FM 89.1, streaming live on LancerRadio.org. The time is now 8 o'clock, and it is once again time for a news and traffic break. And for that, let's go to Tamika Davis.
Thank you very much. I'm Tamika with your traffic and weather. At the 210 freeway off of Fair Oaks, there is a traffic collision. Traffic is moving fairly smoothly off of the 110 freeway into Pasadena. Emergency crossings for Colorado Boulevard are set at Pasadena, Fair Oaks, Marengo Avenue, El Molino, Los Robles, Lake Avenue, Allen Avenue, Craig Avenue, and Sierra Madre. In addition, on Sierra Madre Boulevard, emergency crossings are at Walnut Street, Foothill Boulevard, Altadena, and Orange Grove.
Wow, thanks a lot, Tamika. We will be joining our man Dave Mendez in the field in just a minute. He will be bringing us the live opening of the 2011 Rose Parade at Colorado and Orange Grove Boulevards for the start of this 2011 Rose Parade. And we will soon be bringing it to you in about, 50 minutes when it gets to Colorado and Hill Boulevard. But for that, let's actually go to our man Dave Mendez at Orange Grove and Colorado. Dave, how's it going out there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Well, what's it sounding like out there?
The parade is about to begin. Everyone's excited. Well, you know what? Let me stop talking and I'll let you guys hear what's going on.
We can hear the sirens. Wow. It's starting.
It sounds like a high-speed pursuit.
It's not very often when you hear sirens that you think a good thing, right? We stay clear of those usually.
That's pretty cool.
And cheerful music past the sirens. So it kind of sounds like the start to a horror movie.
Right? Wow.
I would love to see the bands
now. The police escort just walked by. We've got the band starting up. Everyone's excited. Everyone's ready to go. We're ready to go.
Oh, I'm sure...
Just before we start, Zach, what are you most excited to see?
Well, all morning long, it's been pandemonium. And first off, happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year, Zach.
And as a sports fan, I've been noticing the large crowds of red, and I'm surprised to see a large crowd of purple come out. TCU, a small private school over in Texas, obviously outnumbering the Wisconsin Badger fans here, but... They do have the short distance, and the parade is off, and I see Paula Deen, and there she is.
Wow.
And we're going to go back to you guys over at the studio.
Wow, guys, enjoy it. Obviously, it sounds like it's getting off to a really good start, and it should be here in about 50 minutes, and we will bring you the complete coverage of the 122nd Rose Parade here on FM 89.1 Lancer Radio. We have a great, great few segments coming up. But we will take a quick break. This is FM 89.1 Lancer Radio, streaming live at LancerRadio.org.
Are you feeling lost in research?
What? Who invented this MLA stuff anyways?
Having a hard time finding a trustworthy source.
Is Wikipedia reliable?
Well, come to Shatford Library. With thousands of sources, hands-on workshops, and helpful librarians, you're bound to get through your next paper with ease.
But my paper's due tomorrow. It's due in the morning.
Shatford's website provides plenty of useful resources to help you get through without having to leave the convenience of your home. Visit today at pasadena.edu/library or on campus Monday through Saturday with your Lancer ID.
Now what am I going to complain about?
This is eStudents. Your Lancer card ID is your key to services at Pasadena City College. It is required for book buyback and purchasing with checks at the PCC bookstore, computer use at the campus center and lab, the Learning Assistance Center, math and music labs, physical fitness facilities, the Shatford Library, and the list goes on. All students are required to obtain the Lancer Card ID. There is no fee for your first Lancer Card ID, and it's easy to obtain. First, complete your registration. Obtain your enrollment receipt.
Do we want to do underwriting going back in? Welcome back to FM 89.1 Lancer Radio with the countdown to the 2011 Rose Parade here on Lancer Radio. We will actually go live now to our broadcast place on Colorado Boulevard in front of the campus where our two players, Tom Kernan and Elizabeth Jahelka, will be giving us the complete coverage of the 122nd Rose Parade. And let's actually head out to them now. Tom, Liz, can you hear us? How's it going out there? Tom?
It's going great out here. We just had the flyover from the stealth bomber.
It
just went over as you were introing us. It was really cool.
Aww. It was amazing. It was so low, I thought I could touch it.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing here, but the crowds are just so excited. We have a couple cooking breakfast in front of us now, so we got this barbecue smell wafting up in our noses.
That's cool.
And we are pumped that the parade's starting out of there.
Wow. What kind of stuff are they cooking out there, and are you getting any?
Elaine, our roving reporter, is over there right now trying to butter them up a little bit. So we get some like nice danishes or some sausage. It'll be good.
All I know is that if she does end up getting some, make sure she brings some back to the studio for us.
We might be warm, but we're not full, that's for sure.
That is true.
So how's the crowd over there?
The crowd is just anticipated. There's a lot of anticipation. You can cut the anticipation with a knife.
Wow.
I mean, the military flyover just happened, so people know that the parade has officially started somewhere down on Colorado to my left. The parade has started, and people are just ready for the parade to get here and ready for the festivities to begin. It's 2011. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I mean, the crowds, because the parade hasn't reached us yet, the crowds are still out in the street walking up and down. We have a dad playing football with his sons. It's the cutest sight I've ever seen.
Nice.
We have those, what are they, the Zambonis?
Zambonis?
You know, the big old horns. Are those? No, no, no. Those
Zambonis
are the,
are the things that clean the ice at the hockey rinks.
It must be
those
really cold outside
yeah,
for Zambonis
exactly.
to be in Colorado.
What is the word I'm looking for? It
air
starts
horn,
with a
maybe?
Z, and they're those giant horn. Kind of. They have a
Vuvuzela?
Vuvuzela, yes!
Oh, the Vuvuzelas. There we go.
Vuvuzela, Zamboni, you know, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned the word for the World Cup and totally forgot it.
For the hockey World Cup.
Yeah, I was about to say, we're combining two different sports here. It's great. Going
so
multi-sport.
Yeah. Has it warmed up at all out there?
It's actually not too bad. I know Liz is okay. Liz has a scarf, some gloves, and a blanket. I have
Snuggie
a nice jacket
chance.
On. So, nah, no snuggies. I was going to bring my leopard print snuggie, but I forgot it at my house. But,
he has
you know,
two of them, actually.
The weather out here is just perfect. It's crisp. There's not a cloud in the sky,
nice.
You know, and like I said, there's just excitement in the air. Like, you can just feel the warmth coming off everybody's fires and everybody's hearts. It's great out here.
Well, that's great, guys. Keep warm out there, and hopefully we'll be talking to you in just a little bit to get this Rose Parade started.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thank you.
Let's actually go right now back to our girl, Elaine Cha, in the field. I think she has another family lined up for us. I think it's the one that was cooking breakfast for everybody. Elaine, are you there? Elaine, can you hear us?
She's busy grubbing. Is that what's happening?
Some technical problems with Elaine. Well, we'll bring it back in studio with my three co-hosts again, Nick Perez, Tamika Davis, and Gabriella Lavrette.
Hi, everyone.
I actually wanted to, let everybody know. You know how everybody thinks that we can't have the Rose Parade on a Sunday because of, the whole treaty
with God,
right?
Yeah, we can't. We won't do it on a Sunday, so he won't rain on us.
Well,
right.
It finally stopped raining after a couple of weeks of nonstop rain.
Luckily,
so I think I'm starting to believe in that.
Yeah, they may have some
truth in it.
Yeah.
It actually goes back to when we first started the Rose Parade, and we started with horses instead of cars. Now, the founders of the parade didn't want the horses to intervene with the services going on because we have a lot of churches actually on Colorado, or they were there anyways.
Well, there's still some. There's always those nice churches like.
I actually go to mine actually on that street. So they didn't want them to intervene, so we moved it over to Mondays, and we don't have football games on Sunday, so we don't have to compete with NFL. So it works out pretty well. We all get to have Sunday morning
there's
sleep.
There's many different reasons to have it not on a Sunday, but they all make sense. I mean,
they do.
Well, I guess apart from all that pandemonium that you see outside with the people and everybody cooking outside and everybody sleeping outside and camping outside, the Rose Parade and the Tournament of Roses house has done a fantastic job.
Oh,
keeping organized and keeping every single event in check for a successful parade.
Oh, I mean, with the number of people and man hours that go into this parade, I mean, there's a lot of ways this thing could go hairy and wrong, but I'm just surprised every year that they're able to pull it together 11th hour and just seem to get it done and just put on a great production every year.
What I think goes towards them organizing is that they actually put their theme out this year. So for next year, they already told everybody their theme. They're already making arrangements. They already know the bands who are going to be playing.
Nice.
We had to talk about the bands earlier. It's a lot of bands who even auditioned to be in the parade.
Extensive organization.
Even the float builders. When we talked to South Pasadena, they said that they started their preparations for their float on January 3rd.
Wow.
And ended on January 3rd.
Wow, there's really no time to sit back, relax, and grab a mojito.
Paula Deen's mojito, by chance? Because she does have, a special recipe for margaritas and such.
Well, who else would I be talking about other than our great Grand Marshal Paula Deen for the 122nd Rose Parade? If you just joined us, this is the countdown to the 2011 Rose Parade here on FM 89.1 Lancer Radio, streaming live on LancerRadio.org. I am with my three co-hosts, Tamika Davis, Nick Perez, and Gabrielle Lavrette.
Yes.
We've been chatting a little bit about the different things that we have going on for this 122nd Rose Parade and going through the bands, the equines, the floats. I mean, there's just so much to look forward to. Before we do that, let's actually go out to Elaine Shaw, one of our reporters in the field, and see how she's doing out there. Elaine, can you hear us? Elaine, are you there?
Elaine?
I think it's impolite to eat when you're...
Her ears are cold. That's what it is, guys.
Yeah, she's freezing
impolite
up.
To talk when you're eating
can you
breakfast.
Hear us, Elaine?
They've got coffee.
Oh, it's Kayla.
And they're eating some really yummy-looking sticky buns. Hi, Dustin. How's it going?
Hi, it's very good. So, yeah, we're out here. We've been camping since 11 yesterday. I'm out here with my family. I'm out with my girlfriend. And basically, we just bring up a lot of camping gear, sleeping bags, cots, chairs, and we basically just hold out a little piece of ground until the rest of the...
Well, we appear to be having some technical difficulties with Kayla and her report, but we will be actually going to Gabriella with another piece that we have set up. Gabriella, tell us a little bit about it.
Another person who I got to interview a lot of people for our day today, is a librarian technician over mm-hmm. at the PCC Shatford Library, which we all go to, of course, being PCC students.
Absolutely. But what does he have to do with the Rose Parade, just by chance?
Well, a lot of things that we don't know about the Rose Parade comes from the fact that we don't know a lot about Pasadena as a whole, the history of it. And he created a website called PasadenaDigitalHistory.com, which basically compiles, right now it's pictures, it's in the picture stage, of Pasadena history using Pasadena Museum, the Pasadena Library, and Pasadena City College. So they all have their own contributions. And so we have some, interview stuff with him.
Many will agree that the PCC Shatford Library is important to PCC, what with it being a stopping ground for studying students. But behind the front desk are the librarians we all know and to whom most of us owe entire research papers to. These librarians have a homework assignment of their very own to develop PasadenaDigitalHistory.com, an online archive of hundreds of pictures and documents, all uploaded to an easy-to-access and browser-friendly website. The largest comprehensive database of Pasadena is being worked on by the faculty on our very own campus. Not to mention, it's free. At the tip of your fingers, Pasadena's past quickly becomes Pasadena's future. I recently interviewed the library technician, Mr. Jared Burton, to shed some light on Pasadena's past and this innovative website.
The Pasadena Digital History website is a collaboration between the Pasadena City College Library, the Pasadena Public Library, and the Pasadena Museum of History. It will hopefully grow in the future to include other institutions. And currently we have applied for a National Endowment of the Humanities grant to hopefully get some funding to start branching out to other institutions and helping them to archive their objects digitally.
Mr. Burton went on to clarify just what exactly can be found on this website.
Only digitized photographs. So they're physical photographs that exist in the archives of the institutions involved that... have been scanned to standards of the California Digital Library, and they can be searched. Right now, it's basically just the collections in the Pasadena City College Library, Pasadena Public Library, and the museum, the Pasadena History Museum. So they include photographs going back to the late 1800s and all the way up to probably 1980. And it's all different subjects.
So out of an effort to compile all of this accumulated history on Pasadena, PasadenaDigitalHistory.com was born.
It was launched actually in October of this year, 2010. Marianne Lawn, the director of the library, had this idea forever, and she had subscribed to the database software that supports the website. And so I, in particular, had been working with the software, learning how to use it. And it was just hard to get it off the ground because we didn't have enough people to really pull it together. And then she was contacted, Marianne Lawn, by Martha Camacho, who is a librarian at the Pasadena Public Library. And she had just received a grant from the Museum and Library Association, and she was had a go from her supervisors to try to do a digital project. And so she contacted Marianne Lawn, and they just like hit it off because they both had this dream, but they didn't know that each other that they wanted to do it. So they said, Marianne said, you know, I'll provide the database and you guys provide the leadership and make it happen. And sure enough, we had a team together with the Pasadena Museum of History with Laura Verlac, and then it happened.
My next question was, how on earth do we get a hold of all of these pictures?
Each institution has been, over time, holding on to various collections that were given to them. Usually the way it works is an owner of, let's say, a collection of photographs will bequeath them to an institution. So in the case of the Pasadena Museum of History, a lot of times someone will, from the community, come across their great-grandfather's photographs or collections of writings or paintings or what have you, and then want to preserve them, but they can't do it themselves. They don't know how. They don't have the space, so they try to find a place that will house them. And the Pasadena Museum of History has been great in collecting thousands of memorabilia, photographs, all that kind of stuff. And it also happens within the community at large at the public library. A lot of what we have here at Pasadena City College is internal to Pasadena City College, so we have things that, while they might overlap with the other institutions, they're primarily unique here.
Being involved with two relatively large institutions, the Pasadena Library and the Pasadena Museum of History, I wondered, were they easy to work with, and what exactly is PCC's contribution?
It's been easy working with the other institutions. They're all very much involved and very easy, what can I say? I mean, this is something that everybody's been wanting to do, but then it's just how to do it has been the issue. So when it came time, everyone was really gung-ho and brought all of their skills to the table. PCC, from our point of view, we are an integral part of the city, and so what we have to offer is that history, that bit of history from the perspective of PCC and its alumni and its past presidents and board of trustees. I think also for the students, I mean, it really gives them an opportunity to see that the school they're going to, whether they're residents of Pasadena or not, has a heritage and has a legacy.
To make this dream of a virtual Pasadena history book come true, Pasadena Digital History would need more than just history. Grant money had to be earned, and Jared Burton just so happened to be the writer of a PCC Foundation grant.
What we did was I wrote a mini grant with the PCC Foundation. Basically, the grant was to just get a workshop for library technology students here. We offer a library technology certificate or an AA. And basically, the idea was get these students who have already completed the program an experience with digital media software that's used in libraries. And just get some hands-on experience, because it's really good to have that experience in today's workforce, especially as libraries are changing. So the funding from the foundation was for the workshop. Then that led to an internship for them to be able to work. I think it was for like 4 months, and we uploaded with their help, I think we had 12 students. We had over, I think, 1,500 images uploaded.
And of course, I had to ask him how he thinks all of this, the history of Pasadena, and the creation of this one-of-a-kind website, will affect Pasadena, PCC, and its students in particular.
I think it's significant as a website because it's a resource for visual material, hopefully in the future audio material and visual material, that gives people access to things they might not normally have access to or that would be harder to find. It brings to light objects and historical memorabilia that can really enrich a person's experience living here, or even if they don't live here, they can remotely find out about the history of Pasadena in a new way, in a new media.
And that's exactly what this is, a new media, an easy-to-use website accessible to anyone at any time. No subscription or information necessary. Just type in keywords into what is Mr. Burton's favorite feature, the advanced search bar, or take the journey already put together on the website's collection tab. Right now on the site, hundreds of pictures dedicated to the Tournament of Roses, the Rose Bowl, and the old town of yesteryears. Just in time for this year's parade.
There's a really great photograph of the Tournament of Roses. I can't remember the year, but it was the early 1900s where, you know, the people on the side of the street are just there's no line drawn. I mean, they're just sort of like spilling into the street, and yet the floats and the cars are still able to go by. And I think there was less restriction, and there wasn't, it was just a communal experience, you know. It was really based in the community, and it still is, but I think that it really shows how, you know, things were different back then.
And honestly, I think it should continue to be a communal activity, the Rose Parade.
Oh, absolutely.
So I thank personally Mr. Burton for giving me his time, as well as the entire library staff for helping us prepare for this occasion. Again, the website is PasadenaDigitalHistory.com. There are tons of pictures and facts that I especially enjoyed looking through. Some Tournament of Roses stuff, some Rose Bowl things. So, yeah.
That's a great piece, Gabby. Good job.
Thank you.
Well, this broadcast of the Tournament of Roses Parade is brought to you in part by Tweak Sports. Founded in 2006, Tweak Sports was started to provide customers with biking, surfing, and snowboarding products from Spy, K2, O'Neill, Rusty, and The Kind. For more information, you can visit tweaksports.com.
And this segment is also brought to you by the good folks at SC Tickets. SC Tickets is Pasadena's only licensed ticket broker, getting you into all of the best events in Southern California, like the Warped Tour coming up in the summer,
yay,
Justin Bieber, the Jonas Brothers. Maybe if Miley Cyrus comes back to town, they can get you in. But currently, the good people at SC Tickets can get you into any event. Just give them a call, 626-577-2557, or hit them up at sctickets.com. This is the countdown to the 2011 Rose Parade here on FM 89.1 Lancer Radio. Stick around. Coming up next, a good spot on float decorating by our own Liz Jahelka. Stay tuned for that. This is the countdown to the 2011 Rose Parade.
Are you feeling lost?
Who invented this MLA stuff anyways?
Having a hard time finding a trustworthy source.
Is Wikipedia reliable?
Well, come to the Shatford Library. With thousands of sources, hands-on workshops, and helpful librarians, you're bound to get through your next paper with ease.
But my paper's due tomorrow. It's due in the morning.
Shatford's website provides plenty of useful resources to help you get through without having to leave the convenience of your home. Visit today at pasadena.edu/library or on campus Monday through Saturday with your Lancer ID.
Now what am I going to complain about?
You are back with FM 89.1 Lancer Radio, streaming live at lancerradio.com. We're currently broadcasting from the Pasadena City College campus the 2011 Pasadena Tournament of Roses. A lot of things that we've talked about today concern the floats and how pretty they're going to be and how, you know, extravagant. And one thing we have to talk about is the decoration of said floats. So our own Liz Jahelka, Liz Jahelka, my bad, interviewed the float decorators. So she got some good coverage.
This week, the Lancer Radio team had the chance to visit the Rose Palace, where many of the floats were being created. Hundreds of volunteers and staff have been working for weeks in preparation for the big parade. Everyone, young and old alike, were cutting petals in preparation to be pasted on the floats. For many, this has been a family tradition to decorate these masterpieces. We took a minute to talk with them.
Is this your first Rose Parade that you're
working
on?
No, this is my 12th.
12? Well, yes. Wow. That's how old are you?
21.
21. So you started when you were like a kid?
Yeah. I've been doing this a long time.
So you volunteered for...
Yeah, I started out as a volunteer, worked probably... about 9 years as a volunteer. Then I became an assistant crew chief. I worked on farmers for a couple years as that. Then I moved up to a crew chief and worked on Lions for a year, and I'm on Shriners. I also work here full-time, so...
Okay, yeah, you're with the Phoenix Decorating Company?
Phoenix Decorating Company, yes, ma'am.
Okay, I saw the jacket.
Yeah.
So this year you're working on which float?
The Shriners Children's Hospital. It's the first year they're in the parade.
That's nice. What's the theme for it?
The theme is changing the world through caring for kids.
And you've done, like, a clown theme, right?
Yeah, it's a clown theme. It's kind of just fun kids cheering them up that they're at the hospital, I guess.
What materials have you used for this one?
So far, we've used kidney beans, split peas, walnut shell, lentil, orange lentil, peach lentil, status, straw flour, rice, coconut, parsnip seed, onion seed, That's about it that I can think of off the top of my head.
Nice. Sounds like a spice cabinet.
Yeah.
Could you tell us just kind of how you actually put the seeds on there? Like, I see there's glue.
Yeah. First off, you got to glue it, otherwise it's not going to stick. So you just, basically, you just take the glue, glue an area, then you use a sponge and scoop it out of a box and just apply it to the float.
How many hours do you think you guys have put into it? Because I know I've been working, like, for an hour cutting flowers, and I'm already tired.
70 hours already.
Wow. And you've been here the whole time?
I've been here every minute of it.
Do you have a favorite float that you've worked on in, like, in the past 12 years, you know?
Past 12 years? I would have to say they're all really fun to work on, and I've loved every single one of them. But my favorite would probably have to be the Farmer's Insurance float 2 years ago. With the car and house on it.
It had a car and a house?
Yeah, it had an actual car on it. It was the first car ever insured by Farmers in the state of California. And it was their 100th anniversary, so it was kind of a big thing, yeah.
This year, are you guys shooting to win any awards with
We're always shooting to win an award. There's really no slacking off, trying to do the best we can. That's really all you can do. Hope the judges like it.
We met some very friendly grandparents that brought in their family from San Diego to work with the Pedal Pushers.
We're members of Hope Lutheran Church of Temecula.
Oh, cool. So you guys are the Pedal Pushers, right?
Yes.
Nice. My mom was a Pedal Pusher 20 years ago. That's very cool.
That's good.
Is this the first year you've worked on the parade?
My first year, his second year.
His second year? Is it the families, too, from San Diego?
First year.
First year for them?
Yes, first year.
Nice.
Yes. And it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. It's very interesting. I'm fascinated with the little bits and pieces of nature and food and flowers that they chop up and use to make different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're working with ground walnut, not the nut meat. This must be the shells, and it's very fine powder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dear at this point because they have a limited quantity. So we've got to be real careful.
That's understandable. And you're using it to make it look like sand, right?
Yes. Yes, sand and then earth, all of the striations of the earth.
We're told if we spill any of this, we've got to sweep it up, put it back in the box, and keep on using
it. That makes sense. Be eco-friendly here. What's the theme of your guys' float?
This is called Save the Horses, Save the Mustangs.
Okay.
And as you can see, they are beautiful Mustangs. And this is the group's, the Save the Mustang Foundation. This is their very first entry. They've never done this before.
The Save the Mustangs.
Save the Mustangs. Thing. Yes, they've been in existence for a while,
mm-hmm.
but this is their first float. So we want it to be a winner.
Yeah, I think you guys have a good chance. It's a giant float. It's really long.
It's long. It's quite beautiful, actually. I can't wait to see it finished.
So we're here with the Pedal Pushers, right? And right now we have a bunch of people cutting. What kind of flowers are these?
Yellow straw flowers.
How long have you been here today?
About 3 hours.
3 hours? Have you been working on the straw flowers the whole time?
Not all the time. We've also been working on some purple flowers.
Why did you decide to volunteer this year?
I have a social studies project that involves community service, so I decided to do this.
Oh, cool. Are you here with your family and friends, or?
Just my family.
It's your family? Is this their first year volunteering with this too?
No, we've done it 2 years ago.
Which float did you work on then?
The City of Mission Viejo. It had a pool on it, and there's people swimming in the pool.
Are you guys going to go to the parade this year?
No.
We ran into a lively bunch of first-timers preparing beans for HGTV's float, inspired by their hit show, Dream Home.
Well, we do the Dream Home, HGTV Dream Home sweepstakes giveaway every year. So this year we've decided, we always air the Rose Parade, so this year we're featuring our Dream Home as a float in the parade.
Oh. Wow, how long have you guys been here today?
We got here a couple hours ago. We plan to be here all day and the rest of the week helping out.
So is this all HGTV volunteers, or who's working on your float?
Just the three of us, actually. These are all other volunteers.
Okay.
These are Pedal Pushers.
The Pedal Pushers are helping you guys out, too? I know. They're they're everywhere today. They're amazing. What kind of materials have you used on your float already?
We were putting Douglas fir branches on the trees in the back, and
pinto beans.
Pinto beans. And We're just doing as we're told.
Is this the first year that you've come to volunteer here? Or?
It's the first year we've had a float, yes. We always air the Rose Parade Live commercial-free on HGTV.
Are you guys going to be at the parade?
We will be at the parade.
You'll be at the parade? Nice. Do you guys think your float's going to... Are you shooting for any special, specific award, or just excited to be in for your first time?
I think we're just excited to be in for our first time. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
It was phenomenal to see all the floats in the making, but really, a shout-out goes to all the amazing volunteers and staff members. They put in countless hours to make this year's parade spectacular, and without them, this time-honored tradition wouldn't be possible. This is Liz Jahelka for 89.1 FM Lancer Radio. You know, Liz is still outside in the cold, but it was great that she was able to go and talk to some of the people really putting the hard work into this parade.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, just knowing that she herself has decorated those floats kind of makes it more genuine and more realistic from her point of view. And it was a great piece.
And her parents, too.
Oh, absolutely.
They were also in it. So,
yeah, that was a great piece by Liz.
Oh, my God. This segment of our program is brought to you by Tweak Sports Copy 2. Oh. Support for this broadcast is brought to you in part by Tweak Sports. Founded in 2006, Tweak Sports was started to provide customers with biking, surfing, and snowboard products for K2, O'Neill Skull Candy, and Spy. For more information, you can visit tweaksports.com.
And I think we got Tamika a little tongue-tied
there.
Yeah,
right? Oh, my goodness.
This, not to mention, this segment is also brought to you by the good folks at SC Tickets. SC Tickets is Pasadena's only licensed ticket broker, getting you into all of the best events in Southern California, like the Angels, the Dodgers, the Galaxy, Chivas USA if you like the soccer.
Woo! Goal!
Woo, goal.
It's my sport.
Maybe you're a big fan of... I don't know, the Clippers, the Ducks, the Angels, the Kings.
The Lakers won yesterday, by the way.
Absolutely.
Just saying.
And the bottom line is SC Tickets can get you into the places that you want. Just give them a call, 626-577-2557, or hit them up on the web at sctickets.com. We will be back in just a minute with Nick's piece about EquestFest. Stay tuned. This is the countdown to the 2011 Rose Parade here on FM 89.1 Lancer Radio.
Service representative if you need personal assistance completely free of charge. For more information, visit fastfoot.ev.gov.
And welcome back to the 122nd Tournament of Roses Countdown Parade. I'm here, I'm Nick Perez, here with Justin Bernal, Gabrielle Labarrette, and Tamika Davis. I had the opportunity earlier this week to visit EquestFest. EquestFest
really?
Is the showcase, big showcase of all the horse troops and all the riders, right before their big debut during the Tournament of Roses.
Oh, absolutely!
Now, I had a couple of very nice reports that we're doing. First one that we're going to talk about is this lady called a sign of the quintessential under the person that's behind the scenes, the person that, you know, there's so many people in the parade that you don't see. They're
really?
Not in the cameras. They're not dressed
unsung
up.
Unsung heroes, as you
the
like to say.
The unsung heroes.
You do like that
that's
phrase.
That's a great way to put it.
Let's roll it.
During this year's EquestFest, we had the opportunity to speak to one of the unsung heroes among the thousands of volunteers necessary to ensure the success of this year's parade.
I'm Ada Gates, and I'm the horseshoe inspector for the Rose Parade. I've had this job for almost 10 years, and my job is to check upwards of 250 horses to make sure that they're properly shod for the parade. They have to wear some kind of traction device or sticky material on their shoes or rubber shoes so that they do not slip on the pavement. This is a long parade. It's 5 miles. There's a lot of hydraulic fluid on the roads that have leaked out of the floats, and it makes the surface very, very slippery. All of these horses have various options of what they can wear, and my job is to check the horses on the morning of the parade at 4:30 a.m. and go up through that 250-horse line in the staging area to make sure that they're all properly shod.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
So how did you get this job? How did you get to be a horseshoe inspector?
Well, I am a horseshoer, and I have been for 30 years. And so one of my clients was on the committee, the equestrian committee, many years ago, and said, Ada, we're having trouble with compliance. There's a lot of participants that are not shoeing their horses properly, so we need somebody to inspect and make sure that everything's done. So I got hired for a non-paying volunteer job, which I love.
For all the individuals out of the spotlight who tirelessly contribute to the success of the parade, we would like to thank you for your contribution. For 89.1 Lancet Radio, with production assistance from Will Wilkerson, I am Nick Perez.
Well, all my thanks to Ms. Ada Gates. It was wonderful. It's great, the job that she does. Up next, we're going to hear a little bit of the different troops that are out there. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of troops, and there's a lot of people that come from all over the country just to be on the Rose Parade and show their horses.
Wow.
EquisFest showcases the beauty and elegance of the equestrian troops that will grace Colorado Boulevard on New Year's Day. We had the opportunity of sharing a few moments with the riders right before their big showcase.
Donnie Youngblood, I'm the sheriff of Kern County, and I'm representing the Kern County Sheriff's Mounted Posse, which has been around for the entire existence of our department since 1860, and formalized in the early 30s. So it's a pretty historic mounted posse, still a working posse.
So all the gentlemen that work with you, that are with you today, are part of the sheriff's department?
No, they're all volunteers, and they are a 501c3, and what they do is they raise money for disabled children. So it's kind of a dual mission.
I'm Brittany Slayton. I'm representing Miss Rodeo California pageant. I'm the Miss Rodeo California for 2011, and I'm riding with the Kern County Sheriff's Mounted Posse.
And what is the Miss Rodeo California pageant?
The Miss Rodeo California pageant is an organization that puts on a statewide contest for local rodeo queens. So once you've earned a local rodeo queen title, you can come to the state pageant, and you'll represent the state as the official spokesperson for the professional sport of rodeo and for the state of California.
My name's Philip Cromwell. I'm with the Shire Riders of California. It's a group that promotes the Shire horse as a breed and also as a riding breed. Traditionally, it's been used for pulling labor. It's an English breed, very old. And this is Bravo. He's a purebred Shire. He's 7 years old. He's about 18 and a half hands, about 2,000 pounds. So he's definitely not your typical riding horse. They make great trail horses. They're extremely calm, usually, as is typical of draft horses. And then again, they're also used for search and rescue and also for pulling their workhorses as well.
We're with Medieval Times Dinner and Tournament out of Buena Park, California, where we have our castle. That's where we're based right now. This will be our 25th year appearing in the Tournament of Roses Parade and also the Equestrian Fest here. We represent a specific time in history, and that would be the Middle Ages. We have dinner and tournament and knights right here. This would be the Blue Knight. And then we have the four or five other knights, along with my son here, the Prince.
Our thanks go to the Kern County Sheriff's Posse, Brittany Slayton, Miss Rodeo California, the Shire Riders of California, Medieval Times Dinner and Tournament, and the EquestFest Organizing Committee for their assistance. For FM 89.1 Lancer Radio, with production assistance from Will Wilkerson, I'm Nick Perez.
Thank you very much. And now, for our last report, we were able to talk to this lady called Madeline Pickens, and she's doing a fantastic job in rescuing wild Mustangs. She has an organization. She's trying to save the wild Mustangs. She will have a float. I believe it's number 83.
Oh, yeah.
And she will. I think she won one of the prizes, actually, if I've heard correctly.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah.
And cool. She also has a horse troop right now, 6 Mustangs coming over to raise awareness.
Wow.
Seeing the steep population decline of the wild Mustang in the American West, Madeline Pickens created the Saving American Mustangs Foundation. 2011 marks the first year that wild Mustangs are celebrated and recognized in the Tournament of Roses Parade.
My name is Madeline Pickens, and I started a foundation, Saving America's Mustangs, which is for the preservation of our beautiful treasures. I think America has not been informed what an incredible resource we have. 100 years ago, we had 2 million horses roaming on the range. We're we're now down to the last 30,000. So I think that's pretty close to extinction, but yet the Bureau of Land Management continues to remove them at 10,000 a year. So I went to them and I suggested that I create an eco-sanctuary and that we should work together. I have bought the land in Nevada, and it's the start of the new project. As usual, the government's always extraordinarily slow. They will make a decision to gather 10,000 horses in 2 months, but it will take them for years to make a decision to save 1,000 of them. So sadly, you know, it's slow moving, but the thing is, it's a beginning. And we have 6 Mustangs in the parade. They're number 82 in the lineup, and then we have our own float. So it's number 83 for our float. And you can text message 5 times to vote for us. So I want to ask everybody at the school to vote for us 5 times and help us to win a prize.
What is it that captivates you so much about the Mustangs? Is it their historical significance, or is it just the humane aspect?
Well, definitely the humane aspect. But the more I got into it, I realized, you know, I immigrated to this country. And I immigrated here. I used to see these wonderful, you know, cowboy and Indian movies, John Wayne. And, you know, there was, you know, what a sexy heritage we have in this country. And I look at our heritage compared to other countries. We have a beautiful heritage. And most of the world looks at us and thinks of our cowboys and Indians, and they get, you know, they copy us. They all put a black hat and cowboy boots on and go out. Something went wrong in this country where the wrong cowboy won the war. But we're going to get it right this time. I'm excited about it. The American people want it. Our website and Facebook have taken off like crazy. So all of a sudden, the government cannot ignore it anymore. And we've had enormous support here at Equifest. And I think when the 54 million viewers watch the Rose Bowl parade, they're going to get so excited seeing these Mustangs out there.
Our thanks go to Madeline Pickens and the Saving American Mustangs Foundation for their time and effort in raising awareness about this quintessential American icon. For FM 89.1 Lancer Radio, with production assistance from Will Wilkerson, I'm Nick Perez.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you very much for all the organizing committee at Equest Fest.
Oh, I mean, that was a great report, Nick. I mean, you did a great job covering the thing that was probably the hardest for all of us to say. I mean, Equest Fest, Equine Fest, I think we heard it all of them over the past 2 weeks.
All right, repeat after me. Equest Fest.
Equest Fest.
Perfect. You've all graduated.
All right. Yay.
And I think the best part of that is that she takes, you know, wild Mustangs, and I'm sure it'd be easier to take already tamed, already, you know, talented, trained horses, and she does a lot with very little.
Yeah,
so
she's trying to create awareness. I mean, it's the American Mustang. It's a symbol
American.
of the American West, and it's great that you know they're not going to go out of extinction.
I mean, she sounds like a great philanthropist and just donating her time and efforts to a great cause. What a wonderful woman to meet. And I mean, I'm glad she's a part of this 122nd Rose Parade. And I mean, just with all the stuff that's going on, let's actually go back out to one of our roving reporters, Kayla Rodiger, who is standing by with another interview. Kayla, who do you have out there?
Well, hello there. I'm standing out here with one of our many spectators named Dustin. Dustin, how's it going today?
Hello, good morning, and Happy New Year's.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too. So did you stay here all night, or when did you get here?
Yeah, we were we got here about 11 yesterday, so almost doing 24 hours, actually, by the time the parade's over, I'm sure. So, yeah, we basically camped out here. We set up our camping gear with sleeping bags, cots, chairs, and lots of food and water so we could, you know, stay the night and have a good time.
Yeah, I see you have a whole, like, stove set up here. What are you eating?
We're eating basically buns from Chinatown and a lot of good hot chocolate and stuff like that. So
that's wonderful. You do this every year?
Yes, we do. We as whenever we can, we come down from wherever across the country. I mean, I live up in Santa Cruz. That's a 6-hour drive from here up to California. And
well, I'm so glad you came out today. It was so nice talking to you. Happy New Year. I'm going to send it over to Tom and Liz.
That was wonderful. Thank you for the great interview, Kayla. Liz, I don't know. I'm excited for this parade. I can't wait for this parade to get started. How about you?
I'm so excited. I mean, since finals back in the beginning of December, we've seen them setting up the stand. So I feel like the anticipation for us has been going on for almost a month now. I mean, but definitely it's reached its peaking point ever since that stealth flew over, right?
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I can't go too long without talking about sports. It's a great day for football, too. We have the Rose Bowl game presented by Vizio. TCU's second straight appearance in a BCS game. TCU's first appearance in a Rose Bowl. Wisconsin's seventh. They've won their last three. You know, I mean, back 99-2000, Ron Dayne was just a maniac on the field. He won the Rose Bowl MVP 2 years in a row. This year, I'm looking for a big game out of another Wisconsin running back, John Clay. But we also have Penn State versus Florida. You know, I'm a big Penn State guy. And Gabby, back in the studio, I heard you talking about the Lakers win last night. They beat my Philadelphia 76ers, but the 76ers put up a good fight. They put up a good fight. But how's it going back in the studio, guys?
It's going good, Tom. And you forgot about the Anaheim Ducks beating your Philadelphia Flyers as well.
Eesh!
I know. I have to chat him about that. The good old hockey fans.
Low blow.
But Tom and Liz, I know you guys have been trying to keep warm out there, but I'm sure the excitement's coming. We're less than 10 minutes away. Just give us a little tidbit of a little snippet of how just excited everyone is, and I hear the horns going off. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on. What do you see out there?
You know the vuvuzelas are going off. I mean, people got little blow horns. I mean, the stands are completely full. We have people coming by asking us, you know, where the entrance to the stands, and people just want to get to their seat and get this parade started. Liz, what are you seeing?
I mean, I'm just seeing a lot of silly string on the streets. There's still people trying to find their seats and kind of family members that are trying to gather up and meet each other. I think the cutest thing, though, is there was a little old grandma who was like a diehard Wisconsin fan wearing a giant red Snuggie in public.
As she
so
should.
So I thought Gabby would appreciate that.
As she should.
Finally
Snuggies
a Snuggie.
Perfectly good wardrobes, especially on New Year's Eve / day.
You got your blanket with sleeves. Good.
I got
it.
Hello?
You gotta love the Snuggie.
Snuggies are amazing. Liz will agree with me. Liz, back me up here. Snuggies are an amazing invention.
They're an invention, all right.
I think they're one of a kind. Yes.
It's a unique taste. I will agree with you there.
Apparently, we're now starting the Snuggie fan club. Feel free to join.
I am president, apparently.
Oh, it's going to be a Facebook page, I'm sure.
Yes, you are listening to the countdown to the 2011 Rose Parade live coverage here on FM 89.1 Lancer Radio. We are just a few minutes from getting this parade started. We are talking with Tom and Liz, who will be giving us the coverage of all the events and parades and floats coming by on this 122nd Rose Parade. And Gabby?
Liz, you remember the trumpet player from the TCU band that we interviewed the other day?
Yes, Mr. Johnston with a T.
He was very humorous.
Johnston with a T. He was. I mean, we sat down and we asked him, kind of what TCU's trademark was, and he just said blatantly, being awesome.
As they are.
Yeah, TCU's definitely going to look to be awesome today. Another person I'm really looking forward to seeing. I know I keep going back to the Rose Bowl, but I'm excited. I'm as excited about the Rose Bowl game as I am about the Rose Parade. Both are New Year's Day traditions. Andy Dalton, quarterback for TCU. Watch out for him to have a really big game. This is going to be a tightly contested ball game tonight. I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, the Rose Bowl is definitely, it's coming up at 2 p.m. on ESPN and ESPN2. But right now, I mean, it's just, we are all ready to see the floats and
yes.
to hear these amazing yes. bands. I mean, Gabby and I, we went to Band Fest the other day.
Twice.
And we heard twice, yes, we had to go back. We needed batteries. And but we heard, what was that one band that, you know, got a little funky with it?
I cannot for the life of me remember the name. But while we were interviewing the princess, Michelle Washington, she was grooving.
She was grooving. She had some dance moves.
She was leaning with it and rocking with it.
Funny.
So she's got some rhythm. It's good to know. So
Michelle does.
So if they get behind the band, maybe we can see them break out in a little dance number. Maybe.
Right. I can't wait to see them go by in the parade.
Oh, I know. And we're just a few minutes away from the kickoff of the parade here on Colorado and Hill Boulevard. We are with Tom and Liz, who will be bringing you the complete coverage of the 122nd Rose Parade presented by Honda. We are still here in studio just anxiously awaiting the arrival of the 122nd Rose Parade, and we are just so, so excited for this arrival.
Just about 10
yeah,
minutes
I
to
just...
go. Oh, sorry, Tom. Just about
yeah,
10 minutes to go.
wow.
Tom,
we
go
actually,
ahead, please.
We actually